The following program is intended as an educational program, not as investment advice or as a recommendation to buy, sell, or participate in any investment vehicle, product, offering, or strategy. Investment advisory services are offered through Turning Point Financial, a registered investment advisor. Any references to specific securities, investment vehicles, or strategies are intended only as examples, not as recommendations. All investments involve risk, including the possibility of losing money. Welcome to Money in Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF AM 720, where each week we talk about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. Do you ever wonder how your money and the things you own are actually helping you live out what you really feel called to in your heart? You know, there's so much peace of mind that comes when you sense that your money is aligned with your values and your convictions, as well as your financial goals. And there's just so much opportunity for worry and anxiety when that kind of alignment is not present.
That's right, James, but that's easier said than done. There's so much financial information coming at us every minute of every day. It can actually be overwhelming. Terminology, ideas and philosophies, various competing principles, and of course, financial products and services. Keeping all of this information straight can be downright confusing and possibly even scary.
That's right. And when you're confused, you simply aren't making good decisions.
No, you are not.
And that can keep you from being all that God wants you to be, and it can hurt you pretty badly as well. Well, welcome to episode 30.
Yes.
Money and Mission.
The big 30.
Big 30. That's right. I thought 50 was the big 50.
That'll be our next milestone.
That'll be the next milestone. I'm James Good.
And I am Eric Terrio. Each week in the first part of our show, we'll talk about some current financial events so you'll have a better understanding of what some of the terminology and events actually mean.
And part of the way through the show, we'll get to our weekly puzzler. Now, the weekly puzzler is just a puzzle. It's a brain teaser. And we'll share that with you. And hopefully it'll be interesting to you. It's interesting to us anyway.
Yeah, we fell off a little bit lately on our puzzlers. So
we did. That's right.
We'll start picking them back up because we know people love them.
People love those puzzlers. That's exactly right.
We actually do get compliments for that.
We do. That's right.
Not the concepts we're trying to teach, but hey, I love your puzzles.
That's right. Well, to that note, it's you know, what concept are we really teaching? It's a puzzle.
That's right.
We're trying to figure it out.
So let's just jump right into our week in review. James, what did you think was a financial news highlight throughout this past week?
Oh, just some really fascinating interest rate changes that different central banks were doing. I didn't realize, if you think about it, there are central banks all over the world.
Yes.
Yeah, like the Federal Reserve is the central bank here in the United States. And, of course, there's a European central bank. And we just don't think of it. There's a Brazilian central bank and an Argentinian central bank. And
even if within Europe, there's individual companies that have their own central banks.
That's right, individual countries. So the Bank of Canada delivered – now, just like the Federal Reserve meets – well, the Federal Reserve meets 8 times a year. I'm not sure what the schedule is that the Bank of Canada has, but in the same kind of way that, you know, everybody kind of hangs on edge to see are they going to raise rates or lower rates. So the Bank of Canada delivered its second in a row 0.5-point rate cut.
Wow.
Which is – I mean, usually banks will adjust rates by 0.25 point and – but when it's
in the last one, what, late in the summer? When was the last cut they had?
The Bank of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what their schedule is. I just saw the note. The Wall Street Journal carried this article that said the Bank of Canada delivered its second in a row 0.5-point rate cut. Mm-hmm. What was significant is that 2 0.5-point rate cuts in a row And when a central bank does that, what they're trying to do is to make it easier for people to borrow money, with the idea that when more money is borrowed, then more money is spent, and that becomes something that generates economic activity. Of course, the reason they cited for reducing or making this half a point rate cut is they had a weak economy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're not the only ones.
No, they're not the only ones. I think there's like 15 central banks around the world that have like these inverted yield curves where they're trying to generate, they're trying to generate economic activity.
Yeah. After seeing that from Canada, I read some articles this morning. Like I said, they're not the only one. The European Central Bank just did their third cut in a row. So they went from 3.25% down to 3%. The Swiss National Bank cut 50 basis points, and that's the biggest reduction in nearly a decade for them.
Yeah.
And hearing things come out of China, they pledged today, I believe, to increase their budget deficit, issue more debt, and loosen their monetary policy.
Yeah, with the idea in mind that borrowed money generates some economic activity.
Which it does.
For now.
Yeah, in the short term.
Yeah.
It makes things happen.
And then the piper needs to be paid somewhere along the way.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of the piper being paid, the Federal Reserve is kind of, right here in the States, is kind of saying, we're just not sure. You know, are we going to cut rates again? Are we not going to cut rates? Jerome Powell seems to be signaling that, hey, we've got this really strong economy going, and so we don't know that we really have to cut rates. But we've got this, again, continuing burgeoning federal debt.
Now over $36 trillion.
Now over $36 trillion.
It's a hair under the last live show we had, so we weren't able to report that. And that's over $100,000 per citizen in this country.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So the point anyway is if you have this strong economy, then why in the world do you have to keep borrowing money? But anyway, he seems to indicate that we have this strong economy, and so he's not sure that we really need to cut rates. But interestingly, inflation ticked up again in November. And what happens if the central bank cuts rates, they really keep an eye on this. They really try to say, hey, look, if we cut rates, we don't want to have too much inflation, but, we want to have some inflation.
So what do you think about the closeness between us and Canada and our trade relations? What about potential spillover effects?
Well, that's very, very interesting to me that Canada is there saying, hey, we've got this weak economy.
Right.
And we've got to do something to stimulate the economy and try to make it get stronger. And we are like the next door neighbor, ostensibly a trading partner and everything else. And we're saying, no, we've got this strong economy.
So will that impact the United States, or will our stronger economy help pull them up? It's hard to see how.
Or maybe either
balance out.
Maybe our economy is not as strong as
that
we'd like to think it is. That's right.
That too.
It's, and I guess, time will tell. Time will tell as we go along. A lot of the leading indicators seem to point to the fact that our economy really is not as strong, and that we're propping it up through borrowing. But people probably get tired of hearing us talk about borrowing.
Yeah.
At least the federal government borrowing anyway.
Yeah.
So we should talk about other places where there's debt.
Sure.
Like the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yes. The state we live in.
Over $40 billion in state debt.
Doesn't sound like much when you talk about the federal, but that's still a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
$40 billion just for the state, because the state, unlike the federal government, the state does not have like this central bank that can kind of pump more liquidity in and so on. The state has to work with what the state has to work with,
right?
As do local counties
and like us as individuals,
right?
We don't got a money tree or a printing press.
That's exactly right. But I saw a note earlier this morning that Cumberland, real estate taxes in Cumberland County are going to be going up in 2025 because the commissioners realize that there is a budget gap that needs to be filled. And so I guess they voted, the article said 2-1 to raise real estate taxes so that more tax revenue will get generated to the county.
Yeah.
But York County, I mean, you live in York County, so that's the same kind of things happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Dauphin, and you know, across the board, we have the same debt issue going on at all levels.
Yep.
And even
and both sides want to keep spending more.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, the whoever it is that slows down the spending gets booted out because every we all line up saying, hey, we want a little bit more, we want a little bit more. And the only way for us to get a little bit more from our government is for the government to spend. So it's kind of a it's not a very nice assessment, I should say, you know, that we're all sort of like lined up at the proverbial watering trough trying to.
And it has real consequences. Higher interest rates, inflation,
mm-hmm.
and the government can get squeezed too, not able to respond to crises.
That's right. That's
it
right.
It can have a domino effect.
Well, you know, so Canada's saying, hey, we've got this weak economy, and, you know, our Federal Reserve saying, no, we got a strong economy. And I saw that economists have raised Singapore's growth forecast. And Singapore is like this city state, but still, it's interesting to see that there is an economic forecast that has been increased.
That's interesting.
And I think I already noted consumer price index for all items was up 0.3% in November, which turns into like a 3.6% annually. The Fed has been telling us that we're headed for 2. Hey, inflation is headed down. And now all of a sudden we're seeing these headlines that say inflation unexpectedly ticked up.
Raises questions about whether their policies are working and how they'll, you know, react to this latest data.
That's exactly right. I mean, this inflation thing, I think, is too big to just like go away, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just don't sort of sweep it under the rug and have it go away. So we probably shouldn't be surprised if it ticks up and continues on.
And one last thing before we're out of time is mm-hmm. that I also seen an article that jobless claims jumped to a 2-month high. But the article said holidays may be to blame. So it rose 17,000 to 242,000 in a week that ended December 7th. And that's the highest since mid-October.
So how would holidays be to blame?
I don't know. You'd think ramp up a little more.
Usually you get the seasonal stuff mm-hmm. coming in. And
they need extra workers at Amazon and the warehouses. And
that's right. Well, no, because they're doing that with AI now, remember?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we have to take a quick break and listen to some words from our supporters. We will be back. You're listening to Money and Mission on Holy Family Radio.
Welcome back to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, where we're talking about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James.
And this is Eric.
And we are in December.
Coming up on the holidays.
Coming up. Well, yeah. It's like they're a year.
It's coming fast.
Coming fast. That's right. And, if there's only one thing that you remember, only one thing you take away from today's conversation, we hope that you'll remember that there are a lot of ways to fill this time of year with lasting meaning and memories that aren't just, it's not just about the money.
Or stress.
Or stress. Yeah, that's right. I mean, money is so important, but it's not the thing that lasts.
No.
Right? And so doing the things that last but like you said, stress, that money is related to stress, but there's some really fascinating things we want to talk about here. So I don't want to get off on a rabbit trail.
Yeah, no, not just the money, but the relationships, our traditions, and how we come together and spend that time. And not just how you spend that time, but how you feel about that time, right?
That's right.
Why I brought up stress. It's not supposed to be a time of worry. It's a time to build good relations and remember the real reason of the holiday itself.
That's exactly right. But, the first thing I really wanted to kind of talk about might involve stress anyway.
Uh-oh.
And that is food.
Oh. Stress eat?
Yeah, stress eat. No, really, but, it's we we live in this unfortunately polarized world, right? And I heard some commentator somewhere saying, I guess someone had called in and said how there was, you know, family dissension over like politics and so on and so forth. And the comment was, well, you don't have to go visit. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a shame, you know. Yeah. But sometimes you have to have a plan to put the attention in a different place that is, you know, sort of neutral ground. And if you're like baking cookies together.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? Yeah. Unless you can't agree on what kind of cookies.
Yeah.
Right.
I like chocolate chip.
Yeah. Chocolate chips, those are
classic.
Those are amazing. Spanish walnut cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever had Spanish walnut cookies.
No, I've never even heard of them.
That's, you know, you put it's basically butter and sugar and some flour and walnuts. And then you cover it with that white, confectioner sugar.
Mm.
So it's like sugar in a little glop, you know, that
yeah.
happens to get baked and it turns into calories, you know.
Yeah. Have you made them before?
We have. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my wife, Karen, who just makes
makes the best cookies.
The most amazing cookies.
And she brings them into the office and she shares. And
that's right.
And we love it.
yeah, that's exactly right. But the point is that even making cookies requires some planning.
Mm, sure.
And you know, what a great way to, again, create space for relationships to build and grow. If you're sitting around planning what kinds of cookies you're going to make. And then, you know, you can go shopping together. Let's say you're doing it with kids. Like, I have two grandchildren, and they are just old enough. The oldest is 3, and the youngest is coming up on 2. And they're old enough to stand there at the kitchen table and help, well, you know,
AKA get messy with batter.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, how much fun is that? When you just kind of lay down all the stuff that's kind of pushing in on you and, you know, the busyness and all that kind of stress and just.
And not just for us, but those are formative experiences and years for children.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, they remember those things. I do.
That's right. That, I mean, at a very young age, I learned to eat cookie dough when I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right? I don't know if that's ever happened to you.
One of your earliest skill sets.
One of my earliest skill sets. That's right. But anyway, the point is that, you know, it's the relationships that matter.
Yes.
Right? We have so much wealth in relationships that we overlook sometimes just because we get really busy. Here in the holiday season, I had participated in a coaching group a number of years ago, and I learned about this concept called memory money investing.
Okay.
And the main idea was to take things like we're talking about here, baking cookies, or I don't know, you had some other things there, like cake.
Oh yeah, I was going. Beyond cookies, you can make special family meals together.
Right.
Have family recipe swaps. The important part are starting those traditions.
That's right.
I think getting everyone involved,
mm-hmm.
having a reason to come around to bond, not stress about money and politics.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So memory money investing. The whole idea there was to plan, again, some event or plan some things like this and then – I mean, anything takes money, even buying cookies. You don't have to be amazingly wealthy to bake cookies. and if you don't do so good baking cookies, they have them pre-baked in most grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They do.
But the idea, anyway, is to have this event that you turn into a memory.
Making memories,
right. So you take a lot of pictures and...
And that can be baking cookies. That could be planning a weekend getaway to national parks.
Right.
Tickets to a play.
That's
or
right.
Simply setting aside afternoon for a family game night.
Yeah. Although getting away to national parks would be tough over Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? But it goes to the money.
It does.
Memory money investing
it
concept.
Does. That's right.
And not during the season, though.
That's right. Yeah. But no, do it all year long, right? Get used to it and then plan things like that. Oh, absolutely. And
I'm sure some national parks would be beautiful in the winter.
They probably would.
I went to Alaska, and the one was shut down. Couldn't even get anywhere near it.
Could not get anywhere close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the highway leading to it.
That's right. So the idea is you create this memory and or you take this event, and to turn it into a memory, take lots of pictures and then turn those pictures into something. Like, if you're familiar with Shutterfly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never heard of Shutterfly.
Puts pictures of kids' babies on coffee mugs and things like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coffee mugs.
Mouse pads.
Calendars, mouse pads, mm-hmm. Thank you cards. Whatever thing it is.
Even planning the events can be an event.
That's right.
That's a good idea, Joe.
That's right.
Yeah. That in itself, having everyone come together and contribute what they would like to do this year, how they would like to bond, what new tradition should we hold as a family.
That's exactly right.
That's a really good idea.
That's exactly right. So you take these pictures and submit them to something like Shutterfly, and you can turn them into a book. Really nice hardcover book with pictures all the way through. You put little captions on so it actually tells the story.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, coffee mugs, all different kinds of things. But Shutterfly is not the only resource that does things like that. There is another resource called Canvas on Demand.
Okay.
And it's just canvasondemand.com.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to read around to see what their specialty is and what kinds of deliverables they produce. But still, the idea is you upload your pictures and you turn it into something that then turns into memorabilia. Framology.com. And I think we already said you can get coasters and coffee mugs and so on and so forth. I just haven't figured out how to, bake that into a cookie. or bake it into a cake.
Oh, well, yeah, I was about to say that. Some folks put photos on cakes.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. do. I'm not sure how that would work.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Maybe a special printer.
If we figure that out, I will let you know for sure.
That would be really hard to do by hand.
That's right. So Jonathan's my youngest son. He makes the most amazing mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Which are not cookies, but it still turns into another one of those events.
Maybe ask him to bring some of that into the office.
Yeah, bring some of that along in.
But I also think it's important that we're talking about all these things in this first segment here, but we want to connect it to our theme of biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of focusing on relationships and experiences that aligns with many biblical principles, such as loving your neighbor, prioritizing your community, and finding joy in simple things.
That's right. That's right. And just, being aware that whatever comes out of our mouth should be, the words we speak should be filled with grace and the kinds of things that build other people up. And again, intentionally creating those spaces where that can happen, then it just adds a whole additional quality of life. And we get an opportunity to actually reap the benefits and the rewards of that biblical principle.
Yeah, and the holidays can become very commercialized, right? So by focusing on meaningful activities and experiences, we can resist the pressure to overspend and find the true joy in this season.
That's right. Yeah. Now, after we finish eating all of that stuff,
yeah,
right, then we can have another planning meeting about going to the gym
to plan out our first of year workout regimen.
That's right. Yeah. Which, we'll get to, the resolutions part of our podcast when we get into January, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So then we plan, and I don't know if those pictures, turning those gym pictures into something memorable, probably not. Right?
I'll take the cute ones of your grandkids.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We don't need you in workout clothes sitting around the office.
Yeah.
On coffee mugs.
So we just really encourage you, and honestly, we share our weekly puzzler, which we need to get to.
Yes.
Yeah, we really need to get to that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But radio puzzle,
we only have half of it, though.
Radio puzzle at wealthdevelopmentcouncil.com. If you have ideas of things that you do that are memorable and build those memories, send it to us. So we'd like to hear that from you.
Yeah, we would.
Right. Well, let's go to our weekly puzzler.
Or any of your memory money investing ideas. So any of those that create memories, we'd love to hear those as well.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yes, our puzzle.
Our puzzle. We kind of got off track over the last couple of weeks. I was taking this major exam, and we just got off track with our weekly puzzler. So
yeah, I don't really even remember. I know we don't have it written down, but yeah, I can't even think.
So we're just going to do another puzzler.
That's fine.
And we'll pick it up from here. Question is this: the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is the largest producer in the nation of what food item?
Pennsylvania.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is the largest producer in the nation of what food item?
Mm-hmm. I know the answer, but I'm not going to ruin it.
Oh, yeah. So send us your answers at radiopuzzle@wealthdevelopmentcouncil.com, and we'll read the answer on the podcast next week.
And stick around. We'll be back after this message from our supporters. You're listening to Money and Mission on Holy Family Radio.
Welcome back to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF, AM 720, where each week we talk about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James.
And this is Eric.
And today we are talking about things that you can do to make this holiday season more meaningful.
Less stressful,
more memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you can do with money that end up being about more than just the money.
Because we talk about that often, right? Money, don't think of that as the destination. Money should be thought of as the vehicle to get you to your goals, to your priorities, and to that destination. It's not the money. Money is just a tool.
That's right. But it is easier said than done.
Absolutely. I mean, behind this microphone, that was really easy to say that.
That's right. Yeah, you get wrapped up and all of a sudden, wow, I'm not quite where I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes some planning and some intentionality to really make that happen. And we hope that, what we share with you today throughout this this podcast conversation today, we hope it'll kind of, stir your thinking and get those creative thoughts flowing. But we were talking about creative things that you can do with food, like cookies and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to share, every year over Christmas for a number of years, I've enjoyed making eggs.
What?
Yeah, omelets.
What kind?
Omelets.
Oh.
And it's about the only thing I can do in the kitchen. And so I started doing...
It's a good start.
Yeah,
I started... But like for breakfast or just...
It's just...
Just a seasonal thing?
Christmas eggs.
Okay.
Over Christmas.
That's new.
But, what would happen is that my daughter and I... Well, initially I was putting things in the eggs. And you can put things in your omelets.
That's right.
And one year I think I put French vanilla creamer in the omelets, and everybody hated it, and so from there on out, I was forbidden to do that by myself.
I wouldn't be surprised if you put like Oreo and Reese's peanut butter bits in it.
That's right. So anyway, so if you do things like that, and your family, insists, don't ever do that by yourself again.
Let them pick some toppings.
Let them pick, yeah.
Right, or get them involved.
Go shopping together and turn it into a family event. Well, we want to talk about some other things that you can do. You can also buy products that have some charitable intent.
Absolutely.
So, we ask ourselves, well, what kinds of products out there are there that have charitable intent? We've actually had some of those people here on the Money and Mission podcast.
Yes, as
2024 has gone by. Joy to the Berg is the first one that comes to mind. We did that. We actually reran that conversation last week. So we've heard from Joy to the Berg twice.
Local artists who come together each year and put out a Christmas CD.
That's right.
For those who might not have heard that episode. And then all the money for that goes to homeless efforts here in the Harrisburg area.
That's exactly right.
So great program.
So you're buying a product and arguably you're getting a really quality piece of music to entertain yourself,
Freshly recorded.
Yeah. That's right. And the money that you spend has some charitable intent. So you're getting kind of two bangs for your buck, right? The entertainment and the charitable intent. Well, I guess it was in September we interviewed Patty Seaman from Good Ground Coffee. And I love coffee.
Yeah.
Almost as much as I love cookies.
Yeah, I'm not a big coffee drinker.
Yeah. But I think they have other, similar type beverages over there. So, but that was episode 17. If you didn't hear our interview with Patty Seaman from Good Ground Coffee, make sure to...
That's another good episode, too.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, the sexual exploitation, human trafficking of kids here. And it's right here in our backyard,
Here in our backyard.
People think of that as an over there type of issue, and it is right here in Harrisburg.
That's right. And so Good Ground Coffee has two major goals. One is to serve good coffee, which they do a great job of serving good coffee. But the proceeds and of that business are used to empower the survivors of human trafficking through trauma-informed employment and barista training. Good Ground Coffee offers economic development opportunities to women who have been exploited by the commercial sex industry. So you stop over at Good Ground Coffee. It's right over here in Camp Hill. And
bagels. I love bagels.
Bagels. Oh, my goodness. There it is. And it's a beautiful little coffee shop. And you have an opportunity right there to have a coffee meeting with, you, some family members, maybe your kids, maybe your spouse. And so you have your money is used to get a really quality experience and a great product in a form of a cup of coffee.
And knowing that you're doing good things.
And knowing that you're doing some good things too. So just a second example of buying products that have
that. So it's like a win-win-win. So you win, you get the product or service.
Right.
You're helping those that need it.
Mm-hmm.
And you also feel good about how you're allocating your money.
That's right.
And your resources.
Yep. Win, win, win. All the way down through. So we'll probably run out of time, but, while you're over at Good Ground Coffee, you'll see soaps by survivors. Same kind of thing. These women are making soaps. And they're amazing soaps, too. And the proceeds from that, again, go back to helping support women who are recovering from exploitation by the commercial sex industry.
Right. And that parent organization, Peace Promise.
Peace Promise. That's right.
Good Grounds Coffee is the coffee arm.
That's right.
And Peace Promise is the effort.
Umbrella organization.
Yeah.
That's right. So hopefully we'll get, we'll get her back here on the show as we get into the first quarter of the year, just to give us an update about what's happening over there.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right. So have you heard of 10,000 Villages?
I have not.
Have not? You,
no.
Joe, Joe's nodding. You've heard of 10,000 Villages.
I shop there all the time.
No,
I'm not there. My wife does the shopping.
That's right.
Yeah.
But wow, 10,000 Villages is a beautiful, beautiful shop with jewelry, home decorations, articles of clothing, rugs, holiday items, Christmas tree ornaments, all kinds of things there, and just great, great products. And the main idea is that 10,000 Villages is put together to help distribute products so that the people who are making those products, usually in like third world countries and developing countries, they have an opportunity to earn a fair living wage in safe working conditions.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. And also, instead of those large organizations, we can also support like these companies here, these local artisans and small businesses that are committed to ethical practices and giving back to the community that we live in.
That's right. That's right. And what a beautiful opportunity when you can just, if you've got some shopping to do and there's a local merchant that, again, is really, as you said, exemplifying those values and being involved in the community and so on and so forth, and you really have an opportunity to just bless that person by doing business.
And supporting their calls. And
that's right.
And what they're out set off to do.
That's exactly right.
Even online platforms like Etsy,
mm-hmm.
they'll allow you to buy directly from independent creators and social enterprises that way.
That's right. And after you finish, you know, if you finish doing business, I mean, this would be tough to do on Etsy, but if you're buying from a local merchant, send them a really, really nice thank you note.
Oh, yeah.
To just kind of over the top thank you note, maybe something you got on Shutterfly, as we were talking about in the first.
They're a lot more impactful than people think.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, there's thank you notes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like we live in a world where people just don't send thank you notes very much.
Mm-hmm.
And just after you do business, merchants hear people complain all the time.
Yeah.
Especially getting into the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a thing. Everybody's so stressed out. They're going and doing their shopping and then they just complain. You know, couldn't find any right size, right color. And it just goes on and on. And what a blessing it would be, you know, after you get home, just again, the over the top, wonderful, wonderful thank you note, just drop it in the mail to that merchant and just kind of bless them like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that takes almost no money at all. Just the cost of a card.
Not
and
at all.
The cost of a stamp. And
a little bit of your time.
And a little bit of time.
Some kind words.
That's right. Well, what about other thrift stores too? So 10,000 Villages, that's a store. And then there is, of course, Salvation Army.
Yeah.
There's Goodwill.
Goodwill. Those are two good ones.
I have to tell you, I know all of the stuff in those Salvation Army stores and those Goodwill stores, that comes from donations.
Yes.
People make those donations.
I donate often to the Goodwill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But how much? I mean, those stores are full.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that people donate.
And it sells, too.
And it sells. I wonder sometimes, do people, like, use that stuff and then re-donate it?
I think I might have. I remember back in 2015 when I was getting into the professional industry, I went there and got my starter outfits.
Oh, mm-hmm.
To get up and running in the working world. And
then after a little bit,
I dropped them back off.
dropped them back off. That's almost like, you know, the Christmas gift that you recycle over and over again.
I wanted to keep giving.
That's right. That's right. But what an opportunity to do business. Buy some products there that, again, your dollar goes to help support some very, very good causes.
And this also ties in, you know, beautifully with our concept of biblical responsible investing and stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say time and time again, we're called to be responsible with our resources.
That's right.
To use them to make a positive impact on the world.
That's right. That's right.
And giving back. Holidays are a time for giving.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to extend that spirit of generosity beyond our immediate circle and support causes that align with our faith.
That's right. That's right. So again, you know, if you have some other similar ideas, other, you know, products where you get a double bang for your buck, do send us a note. You have to send it to radiopuzzle@wealthdevelopmentcouncil.com. But we would love to hear some ideas that you have in that whole corner of the world. And We're going to run out of time here again, aren't we?
That's okay. We'll finish up in the last segment.
That's right.
We still got some more information to share.
That's right. Well, you're listening to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, AM 720. We'll be back after we hear from our supporters. Welcome back to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF, AM 720, where each week we talk about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James.
And this is Eric.
And we are talking about things you can do to make this holiday season more meaningful.
That's right.
Yeah, less stressful. Things you can do with money that are more than just about the money.
That's right.
But, you know, you had the idea of, like, those state parks.
Yeah.
Which we said was not just in the holiday season. And it kind of reminds me of every time I tell people, we should do Christmas in July. We should do Christmas in July, right? Because I play music and you know, we only have a few weeks every year to play these beautiful, beautiful Christmas songs. And so I've always said to people, we should just play this in July. and you know, invariably people say, well, go ahead, do it. You know,
yeah, I think they were big fans of that when Joy to the Berg was on.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Guess what happens? July rolls around and I go to play this Christmas tune and people are looking at me like I fell out of the sky.
What are you doing?
You told me I could. Right. So that would be the state park thing.
Yeah.
But state parks are a little easier. You could just say, look, it's beautiful out. I'm going to state park. You usually don't say, I'm having Christmas in July.
Right? That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Out there.
That's right. Well, anyway, we are talking about things we can do to make the holidays more meaningful, more memorable.
Yep.
That's right.
And making memories, building traditions, and spending time with those that matter the most to you.
That's right. And having your money do things that's more than just about the money. So, Compassion International. This is where you can sponsor a child.
Okay.
Again, usually in like a developing country or someplace where you know, the economics are just not up to what we're used to here in the States. But Compassion International really partners with churches in different countries. And then when you sponsor a child, you have a monthly donation that you make, and you have opportunities to write letters and send pictures and
really make their Christmas.
And really make their Christmas. That's right. And they
write, they're over there waiting.
That's right. And they write back to you. And if it's in a language that you don't understand, usually there's some interpretation that comes along with that letter. And
that's a really good idea.
And so you and your family together can say, hey, you know, we want to give a gift to a child somewhere. And actually, remember Samuel Kagundu?
Yes.
We interviewed Samuel Kagundu.
The Mercy Project.
The Mercy Project. That's right. Right here on Money and Mission. That was June.
He was our first guest.
Episode number 3.
Wow.
That's right. And Kathy Troxell as well. But Samuel, when he was younger, was supported through Compassion International.
And he said that was one of the main motivators for him wanting to help out, as he saw the impact it had on his life.
That's right. Changed the course of his life. And he's now involved in helping to head up the Sunflower Seed Oil Project right there in Kenya. And
we want to have them back on. They have some updates.
They have some updates. That's right.
And we want to have them back. Some pretty cool things going on.
Right. But if you did not have an opportunity to listen to that episode, go out to the Holy Family Radio website. And Joe, isn't there a button that says listen to the podcast?
Yes. Right. On the homepage.
It's on the homepage. So you find that button, and if you can't find it right away, just scroll through the whole webpage. You know, read the whole thing, see what all is going on.
And remember, we're on Spotify, so if y'all are doing that as well.
That's right, yeah. But we want to give Holy Family Radio a good plug here. We have to, or they'll throw us off the air, right?
To go to an older one like that, you got to go to the archives.
Oh.
If it's not the last 25, it'll be at the archive. There's a button that says archive.
Okay, yeah. So there's archives, but
like view all podcasts or something like that, yeah. And it opens it all up. Yep,
that's right. And again, as you said, Eric, go out to Spotify and look for Money and Mission Podcast, and this is episode number 3. So you can sponsor a child. Go to www.compassion.com and just read all about that, and that's something you can do. You know,
and I think all this segment, it's really important to highlight the impact that we're having, right? It's so important, like sponsoring a child, that small acts of generosity can make such a big difference in someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a larger donation or simply leaving what we're about to get to in our next part.
Leaving a tip.
Yeah, leaving a tip.
Leaving a tip. It sounds like an extra oversized tip or something. It almost feels like it would turn into a country music song.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like hearing stories of like athletes and artists when mm-hmm. they leave like a really big tip for their waitress.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And again, you know, that's not the kind of thing that is ever going to be plastered on any headlines anywhere, but you've just been a real blessing to.
Or, I know another one that I like. Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player.
Mm.
I've watched various YouTube videos of him in Walmart
mm-hmm.
where he goes up and he'll see like a mom with a few kids
right.
with a cart full of stuff, and he'll just walk up and just swipe his card and take care of the whole cart for him.
Bill. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or at a grocery store.
That's right. So finding those little, you know, random acts of kindness. But sometimes it may be a random act, you know, but if you wake up in the morning and you just develop this intentional mindset that I'm going to be looking for these kinds of opportunities today, this week.
And I bet you'll find them.
And I bet you'll find them. That's yeah. right. It puts you in the right moment. And I'll put something else out there too, that you get in the right mindset. But I do believe that if you pray at the beginning of your mm-hmm. day, Lord, guide my steps and put me in a spot where I can see an opportunity to be a blessing, I bet it'll make a difference in your day. So if you have a great story that happens because of something like that, again, send it. Send us a note on mm-hmm. that. We would really like to hear how those stories impact you. Well, you could volunteer.
Yes.
As well.
That's a big one.
That's right. And some of the examples, of course, we had Joel Giovanetti on the podcast here from New Hope Ministries.
Yes.
That was episode number 25. And Joel was talking about how the Pennsylvania Neighborhood Assistance Program can potentially give businesses a state tax credit while at the same time fulfilling charitable goals.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. That was a good. Go back and listen. If you own a business or you know somebody that owns a business, go back and listen to episode 25. And that is something that you really don't want to miss if your business structure qualifies for that kind of a program. So now if you call New Hope Ministries and say, hey, we want to volunteer, then, you know, ask whether there's a project that your whole family could do together.
Yeah.
Or
one of those memory making experiences.
That's right. Absolutely. Take pictures, put it on Shutterfly. Or a youth group at church mm-hmm. can do this kind of thing. And
I know there's a lot of folks out there thinking, well, I don't really have much money. Money's mm-hmm. really tight. And that's where volunteering can come in.
That's right.
Because even if you feel like money's tight for you, you can volunteer your time. And that's one thing we all do have a resource of that we can share. And that's just as valuable as financial contributions.
That's
Many
right.
charities rely on volunteers to carry out their mission.
Absolutely. Yeah. We all have 24 hours.
We each have the same amount of hours. That's
the
right.
same amount of time. Well, you could talk to the pastor of your church and see if your pastor has any ideas about something you and your family could do to help. I do not know any pastor of any church, of any denomination, that if somebody comes up to say, Pastor, what could we do to help?
We don't need any more help.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
No, yeah. you are going to find something to do. But uh-huh. while you're doing that, encourage the pastor of your church to listen to the Money and Mission podcast.
Mm.
And while you're at it, just say, hey, pastor, you know, we would love to have those guys come out and do an information workshop here at our church to talk about these kinds of ideas.
Absolutely.
And about building values into our planning. We'd really like that to happen. So, you know, bug your pastor. Mm. That has nothing to do with baking cookies. So, but, you know, I think a key point really is that to be effective in any of these projects that we mentioned, you really should be planning ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And be intentional.
Right.
No one accidentally, by accident, starts donating or volunteering.
That's right. Or having the intentional family conversation, you know, over baking cookies or... You have to be thinking ahead and planning ahead. And, of course, we talk about planning all the time. And, you know, we think God is a very organized God. He clearly plans a lot. So when we are careful in our planning, we're actually kind of being a reflection of God right here on earth.
Yeah, and the Bible encourages us to be generous and compassionate towards others.
Mm-hmm.
And all these acts of giving that we've been talking about, they reflect that spirit and can deepen our faith.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, there's one other place that I really just thought of that people could be volunteering. There's so many places.
Yeah, I have a couple here. One is alternative gift giving, where many charities offer alternative gifts where you can donate in someone else's name and make them feel a part of it as well, like things like livestock, clean water, education to those in need. And another good idea that I've seen is crowdfunding for a cause. So consider starting a crowdfunding campaign for a local family or an organization here locally that is in need. That's a great way to engage with your community and to do good as well.
That's right. Yeah. Well, one last note here. If you enjoy bicycles, you could look up an organization right over here in Harrisburg called Recycle Bicycle.
I have not heard of that.
And
what do they do?
They recycle bicycles.
Okay. Fair enough.
But
I mean, do they give them to children who need them?
They do.
They
do. That's right.
Yeah.
And they'll actually help. they actually help the kids in the neighborhood. They make the kids from the neighborhood be involved in fixing up their own bike.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that way the kids have something to do with their time, something productive to do with their time, and they get involved in that bike. But I knew Ross Willard. We sort of lost touch over the years, but I'm going to be reaching out to him and see if we could get him on the podcast to talk about Recycle Bicycle.
That'd be great. That sounds like a good mission.
Yeah, so you could volunteer over there as well. If you like bicycles, look up Recycle Bicycle, and that'll be a good opportunity.
All righty, James. Well, we're all out of time for this episode, but I thought it was a good one.
We are. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll be talking about more gifting opportunities in places where sometimes there are unintended consequences.
You're listening to Money and Mission on Holy Family Radio.